Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I feel that when I first came to the Ravens, it was all about the Ravens defense. I've let that standard, being here, I think the longest defensive guy, I feel like I've let that standard kind of slip, and that's something that I want to get back. I want it. Obviously, we love Lamar Jackson, but I want, you know, the Ravens identity to be defense like it was when I first got here. So that's something that we're chirping in our room. That's something Zio's leading the front with.
Good story, Marlon. You could be really, 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 really good, but number eight is going to be the identity of the Baltimore Ravens. You could be outstanding. Number eight is going to be the identity of the Baltimore Ravens. I get it. I get what he's saying, but it's just not going to happen for two reasons. Number one, Lamar Jackson is a two-time, and you let Jeremy Kahn tell it should be three-time MVP, and he's not going anywhere. And on top of that, the league is all about offense. However, it's a very good defense. It proved to be that down the stretch in the regular season last year. You could talk about some of the mistakes they made against Buffalo, but it was a very good defense last year. Having said that, Ed, Jaire Alexander, does he change the Ravens from being a Super Bowl contender to the Super Bowl favorites?
It didn't hurt. He may ratchet it up a notch because that's secondary. I mean, if you look at the national sports writers, pretty much there's a lot of debate now. People are writing about, do they have the best secondary in football? I think they do. But I think they were such an odds-on favorite anyway. You look at these preseason predictions. One site, I can't remember now because I talked about it a couple weeks ago, they had the Ravens going undefeated until like week 12. Mm. You know, it was like they were the favorite to win like more games than anybody else. So I don't know how much he helped. I mean, I think he helps it, but I don't think they will. It wasn't like they were just, an also-ran, and now they're a Super Bowl contender. I think they were, a favorite to go to the Super Bowl, and now he just made them a stronger case.
Jeremy Kahn, I love the signing. All of us do. I think it's a tremendous signing for the Baltimore Ravens. But I don't know how a man who's played in only 14 games in the last 2 years could move the needle that much. I agree with Ed. I think the Ravens, if they are the Super Bowl favorites today, they were the Super Bowl favorites on Monday.
I would tend to agree with that. Like, I wouldn't have an issue if they weren't necessarily the favorite. I mean,
me either, but I'm saying if they are, then they were before.
Yeah, because sometimes the betting markets will move based on what the public's doing, because you got to respect the money that's coming in and try to offset it in other ways. But I do think they should be the favorites to win it. When you start looking at, we're looking at the Eagles team coming back on the other side and how they're going to look in the NFC, who else is going to compete over there, because we're probably looking at the NFC going, there's a couple of teams, and the AFC is where all the battles are. And I think some of these teams kind of ding the other ones because it's a tougher road to get there than it is in the NFC. Does that make sense? Or does that, like, I don't know if you guys agree with me. Like, if I'm the Eagles, I feel like their Super Bowl odds are better than teams that might even be better than them this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because who are they competing with in the NFC? Are you worried about the Cowboys? You worried about the Lions? Well,
the Commanders now.
The Commanders, yeah, again. But, like, yeah. Are you, like, legitimately, are those teams that you look at and go, they got to be worried about them, they're not going to get to the Super Bowl, where on the AFC side, you're like, any one of these three could go.
Well, that's the problem is I think the AFC core is so strong. Because I look at the NFC, it's the Eagles. I give Washington a nod. I think they're very good. I think they found a quarterback finally. So they have a good team. And the division, you have the Buccaneers. You have the Rams, maybe. I don't know who's going to be good this year.
That's what I mean.
The Lions. The Lions. But I think the Lions have lost both coordinators now. I don't know how it's going to affect them. Packers, very talented team.
Bears, are they going to get it?
But you mentioned it's the Eagles, the Lions, the Buccaneers, maybe the but I don't think they're nearly as strong as, the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Ravens.
I don't either.
I think the Buccaneers are a playoff team, not a Super Bowl team.
Me too. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
With the Commanders, I see the Commanders like I do the Lions. I did the Lions a couple of years ago. When the Lions got there, I'm like, okay, let me see them do it again. When they did it again, I believe them. That's me with the Commanders now. They did it last year. I'm not saying they won't do it again this year, but they got to do it again before I start believing them.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. That's kind of the point I'm making. I think the Bucs win the division again, but they're not going anywhere.
Joe just told me in my ear, the Ravens 7-1 pretty much in every place to get to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, whatever. The Eagles are plus 650, which essentially 6.5 to 1. So they have better odds. And again, I'm not saying the Eagles are coming off of a Super Bowl win. I just think the road to the Super Bowl is easier in the NFC than it will be in
the
AFC.
Is that get to or winning?
Winning.
Those odds. Winning?
Those are winning the Super Bowl, yeah.
So basically, based on those odds, people are saying it should be the Eagles and the Ravens?
Are they the two favorites that you had, Joe, or were the Chiefs? Because the Chiefs and Bills are right there in the same number, right?
Like they're all around each other. It's the Eagles at plus 650, Bills and Ravens at 7-1, and then the Chiefs are between 8-1 or 750.
Yeah, see, they're all in the same, all of these things could change by week one before they've even played a game.
Why? Because of injuries and things like that?
Well, just because of the money coming in. I think more people are going to start to bet on a Super Bowl winner once we get into August, and I think those lines will fluctuate a little bit. And I would not be shocked to see the Ravens become the number one team in that group. And again, some of that is oh my God, look, they add Jaire Alexander. What I think, though, Rob, is that a lot of fans don't go, oh, that guy only played so many games in 2 years. Oh, he was an All-Pro? Remember when he was the best cornerback in the league and now he joined the Ravens? So I do think from a fan standpoint, it does put him over the top. But I agree with you. I thought they were really good before they got Alexander. I just think they're a little bit better now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.